her?
She's gone now, but I saw her clearly. I saw the nun.
Gosh, I'm tired. I feel like I've hardly slept a wink, and already I'm sure I can hear visitors starting to arrive at the house. I've got a lot ahead of me today. Whatever manifested itself to me last night seems to be trying to hurry me along. Oh. Hello, Eleanor West. James, oh yes, yes, please put him on. Oh, hello, darling, how are you? Oh, good. Oh, I'm fine, thank you. And how's John? Is he there? He's outside on the climbing frame. Oh, no, don't bother him. I can always speak to him later. Yes. Yes. Fine. Well, actually, there's rather a lot going on here, but I'll fill you in when I get home. I don't really know where to start. Oh. Oh, hang on. Who is it?
It's Henry Cook, the manager. Can I have a word, please?
One moment. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I've got someone at the door. I'll give you a call later. Send my love to John. All right. Love you too. All right, all right. Gosh, and I'm in my bloody pyjamas. Oh, good morning.
Can you come with me, please?
Sure, but I'm in my dressing gown.
Now, please. This is important.
All right. Right. Let me just grab this. Oh, dear. The portrait of Lord Varley's sister.
Did you do this?
No! No, of course not. I would never...
You were up to something last night, looking at the portrait. Can't you see this doesn't look good for you?
Well, I suppose. But I would never... The painting has been shredded.
So who the bloody hell did it, then? I'm about to go to the office and call the police.
I've no idea. There's no need for that, surely.
There's something odd going on. Are you recording all this? You had that recorder on you last night.
Yes, yes, I was.
Your name? It rings a bell. Where do I know you from?
I suppose I ought to tell you. You know you're probably not going to believe me, but I'm here because of a friend. He came to me. He's been staying here. A hunting party.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Those bloody idiots. You're not helping your case by bringing them up.
Well, yes, the damage, I know. The truth is, I'm a medium.
What?
You don't have to believe me, but it's true. I investigate hauntings as well as doing mediumistic sessions, healings, that sort of thing.
Oh, Christ, give me a break.
Like I said, you don't have to believe me, but something is very wrong here. I happen to believe that the legend surrounding the famous haunting of Varley Grange is true. I've seen it with my own eyes, and so have some of your former guests, and there lies the problem.
Oh, it's a coincidence, that's all. Sure, it brings us some business, but it isn't actually real.
The deaths, people who've stayed here, and my friend Jack, he's gravely ill. Lord Varley cruelly murdered his sister 200 years ago. This is their anniversary. This painting, it's his message to us.
Blaming this on a ghost is laughable, and I am not laughing, Mrs. West.
I want to get to the bottom of this. There is a dark and malignant energy here. It latches on, and it follows its victims. If I can't solve it, then there's a very good chance Jack could die very soon. I'm sorry, but all the while these energies are active, they pose a risk to everyone who comes here. The visitors, the staff... It's a question of time, really. You can poo-poo this if you like, but I'm speaking the truth.
Rubbish. This is the work of a vandal, not a ghost.
Look, can you not just humour me? If there is someone vandalising the property, my investigation could find out who they might be. I won't disturb the other guests.
Well, you're the last guests here.
I promise I'll get to the bottom of this, and then I'll be gone. Gone and out of your hair.
It's the 5th of January, 2002. We're here at Varley House. It's an incredible building, but it's a shell. Adam, can we get in for a closer look?
We'll need to get through the fence. There's a missing panel just over there.
How long has it been like this?
The fire was in 1982 or 3, I think. Cost too much to repair after the fire gutted the entire building.
Funny. It looks just like a haunted house now. Do they know how the fire started?
Arson was suspected. We've had the odd item from the house sold over the years by different owners, so I've heard some of the gossip.
I'm just outside the train station waiting for Maddie. Her train should be here in a few minutes, so I've got a bit of time. Henry was not on board, but I think to continue this investigation, I just have to be a little more discreet and stay out of his way. Oh, here's the train. Here she is. Yep. There she is, I can see her. Was your journey okay?
Yes, fine, thanks. On time, which is pretty unusual.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely to see you, but is Jack all right with you coming?
He didn't have much say in it. He's worsened.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, he's gone to his parents. I took him this morning. He had a terrible night's sleep. Kept me awake too. He kept muttering something about a portrait. He woke me up screaming.
I see.
You sound like you know this already.
Yeah. We're almost there. I'll tell you all about it once you've unpacked.
You look like you knew about Jack's dream. The empty portrait.
Well, in a way. I had this experience last night in the portrait gallery. Very nasty.
So you think you know what is happening to Jack?
Not fully, but I'm getting closer. The legend of Varley Grange is, I'm afraid, true.
I told Jack not to go. I just had this feeling. I shrugged it off as per usual.
That's your intuition. It's a very helpful tool.
But it hasn't helped Jack.
Would he have stayed if you'd asked him?
Probably not.
There you are.
Jack said he saw two figures.
Yes, and I've seen them too, but unlike Jack, not at the same time. That's where the curse is fully realised.
Why?
There's an intense sense of hate. I think when the Lord and Nun, his sister, come together, it is magnified. I think they hate each other so much that when someone gets in the way, some of that hate, that malignancy, is transferred to them. Hello, this is Mrs. West, yes? Yes, oh, she's with me. You've been trying her room. I'll hand you over. It's for you.
It's probably Jack. Hello. Hi, darling. How are you? Oh, what's wrong? You don't sound... Calm down. I'm fine. I'm with Eleanor. Slow down. Slow down. What about Will's? What do you mean? No. What? He's dead. Are you sure?
What on earth has happened?
His friend's Will's, from the trip. He's dead. Are your parents there? I'm coming home. There should be a train back tonight. No? Well, if you're sure, I can come back tomorrow. Are you going to be okay? Oh, I'm so sorry, Jack. Yes. Yeah, fine. I know you're tired. I'll ring you later. Okay, darling. Bye.
I'm very sorry.
Can't believe it. He fell in front of a train on his way home from work.
Oh, how awful. He must have seen them too.
What do you mean?
The curse. This is proof. It has the power to kill. It's just gone 8 p.m. I want to do a trance session. I overheard Henry saying he would be out tonight for a couple of hours, so I'm going to go down in a minute and set the scene with Maddie. It is just coming up to 9 o'clock. Maddie, can you start the metronome, please?
Yes, of course.
Right. We must touch hands, and please do not break the connection once I am under.
Yes.
Okay. I sit here with Maddie, and I surround us all with purifying white light. I ask that my guides and angels join us now as we attempt to contact the entities that reside in these grounds. I have seen and spoken to the Lord Frederick Varley, but there is another I seek. I ask to speak to his sister, the Lady Amelia Varley. She has been trying to connect with me. Find her, my guides. Please find her in the darkness. Amelia Varley, come to me. Speak to me. I come in peace, and I ask you to join this circle. Shh! We mustn't break contact.
You wanted to speak to me.
What happened to you, Amelia? Why do you walk these grounds?
I am kept here against my will. He is so cruel.
Spirit, please tell me what happened to you.
No. What are you doing? Get away from me. No.
Stay away from me.
Dear brother, how can you look at me like that? I have done nothing wrong. No. Stay away from me.
No.
Stay away. Stay away.
Oh, God, Anna.
Why did you kill me?
Do you hope to see you?